That's Denard Robinson making his first professional appearance in Detroit, just down the road from his adopted hometown of Ann Arbor. And Michigan fans were eager to cheer for their former quarterback tonight at Ford Field. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap here on Jaguars.com. The Jaguars held a 12-7 lead going into the fourth quarter. They ended up losing 13-12 in this third preseason game. But that 12-7 score is significant because it was given to the Jaguars by rookie quarterback Blake Bortles. And it was really the Bortles show. He took the field with 1:49 left to play in the first half and had a two-minute opportunity. He drove the Jaguars in 10 plays, 79 yards for a field goal that made the ballgame 7-6. He had four drives, 10 points, including his first ever NFL touchdown, to rookie wide receiver Allen Hurts.
You know, Gus and Dave talked about creating a stress-free and an anxiety-free environment. So that's exactly what it's been. It's been perfect. It's been the perfect situation to learn and try and progress and get better in. I know my role as the backup quarterback and to learn from Chad and ask as many questions as possible. I think it's been an unbelievable place to come into.
You know, I like that he takes risks. I like that he's aggressive, and he'll attack the situation when he's in it. And it's not too big for him. So all those things are really good signs.
Overall, there's some plays out there that were made, and good situations were backed up where we got out of the hole there and drove down and, got two or three first downs out of that.
Now on the other side of the ledger, the Jaguars' run defense gave up a huge play, an 86-yard touchdown run to Reggie Bush. It looked as if they were vulnerable to the cutback run all night long. And in the fourth quarter, they gave up a 30-yard run. All in all, it was not a strong performance for a unit that Roy Miller told me earlier this week was built to stop the run.
There's always room for improvement. We're going to each and every day just to get better. It's just a stepping stone for us. We put some good things on film. But like I said, there's always room for improvement.
A couple of game notes to share with you. First, Hurns had 7 catches for 113 yards and his first NFL touchdown. Luke Bianco started the second half with the first team offensive line. A week ago, he was carried off the field at Soldier Field in Chicago. And 5 injuries, but only one of note tonight. Cindric Marks, who injured his shoulder. Gus Bradley says he will have an MRI tomorrow in Jacksonville. Stay tuned for more coverage of tonight's game against the Lions here on Jaguars.com. From Ford Field in Detroit, I'm Brian Sexton.